Podtacular, episode 192, Customs and Creations, for the week of June 7th, 2009.
Dude, I think I leveled up.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor. Because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A metal will decide our destiny. I'm never slapped in. I'm barely a chance. I'm on the ground.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am Dustorm.
And I am G. Lewis.
Yay!
Would I be the guest host this week since there's nobody else?
No. Well, if you want to consider yourself the guest.
Yes, I will be the guest host, and I expect you to ask me all the guest host questions.
Okay, well, first off, how did you get involved with Podtacular?
Well, there's this man, some of you guys may know of him as Fumo Jive, or Fumo Jiva, or whatever you want to call him.
Fumo Jive.
And he used to do this great podcast. No, actually, it's with the one that we're on. It's named Podtacular. I was searching around. You know, I was a young lad back on Halo 2 days. I actually had Xbox Live since the month they came out. But I was just looking around. I heard a podcast from somebody at school, and I was searching for Halo because I was a big Halo nut. And came up to Podtacular. Been since episode, like, 3. And it's 193 now, or 192 are we on?
It's 192.
Oh, yeah, I just read the friggin' thing, and I don't even remember what I just read. Go me. Anyway.
So how about them Halo 2 days?
Oh, dude, if anybody was in Podtac or Halo 2, you guys knew. Okay, now, people say Halo 2 was great, but you don't even know how great Halo 2 was unless you were in Podtac, because that's what made it great was just being around all the good people who were around in Halo 2, even though there were modders and stuff. You know, at Valheim Podtacular, we didn't have that. Of course, some people knew how to do it, but when we played professional, like, real games against Pro A, Pro B, Podtacular G, Podtacular 007, whichever clan you were in, we didn't use that stuff, but, anybody that, remembers Podtacular Halo 2 should be having some nostalgia pretty soon. You know what I mean? Maybe a menage a trois, if you will, pretty soon.
Very nice. So what are the biggest changes you've seen over Podtacular over the past 4 years? Almost 4 years, actually.
Well, I guess just like the mountainous region kind of what is the gaming community. Because once Podtacular was the big thing for a little while. I mean, I wouldn't say throughout the entire internet, but it was a big thing. And a lot of people came. That's what she said. And then a lot of people went. And it just seemed like, to take the mountainous effect, I guess I would like to call it, that we just weren't the big new thing anymore. So people kind of like, you know, what was it, Xanga? And everybody had a friggin' Xanga. Everybody had a live journal. Then there was this thing called MySpace, and everybody joined it. They don't know. I mean, it wasn't really that much different. And then everybody joined Facebook. And I'm just waiting for the new Facebook thing. Facebook's kind of really annoying. I mean, it's a change. Facebook was good for keeping people together. Like sharing pictures and stuff. Now they're trying to be more like Twitter, and they're trying to be more like other websites, and they don't need to be. And it's kind of what happened to Podtacular was it was getting old because it was the same thing. Nothing changed. Well, actually, that's a lie. A lot of stuff changed, but they weren't really positive changes. And I think we need to get some of that positive stuff coming back. And I think we got less people here, which is actually easier to make decisions. And
right.
So we might actually start getting some.
Well, you and I have been planning stuff over the past couple of weeks on finding new ways to get more people involved and kind of revamping the podcast.
Yeah.
One of those things is the new Halo News teaser that we have out, right?
Yeah, I mean, it should be great. You know, like back in the old time, Chevelle did it. Hopefully we can give him some justice because he definitely did not skimp on production value. And, you know, we won't either. That's one thing we like to keep it up. I don't know if you guys saw the teaser yet, but check the homepage.
Yeah, if you haven't checked it out, it's pretty nice. We have a, me, G. Lewis, Chucky J, and we actually got managed to get Fumo on there, so he's one of the drivers.
Yeah.
So check it out.
He was the elite for you guys that didn't know. But yeah, I mean, it's just what we're thinking about. We got Halo news coming, and that's what she said again. And I mean, it was just one of the good things that was Poddeck was about back in Halo 2 days. And there's some stuff that's missing in Halo 3, and we would like to get some of it back. And this is one of the little things that we would like to bring back to people. Well, number one, we want to get the people who listen to this thing. Okay, this is a radio show that Duststorm and I do, and sometimes with some other people do, but you guys don't do this. You guys listen. We want to get you guys doing, stop listening, doing, and this is one of the ways you guys can start doing, and we got a ton of other things we're going to announce between now and episode 200 that you're yeah. stuff for you to be doing, and hopefully you guys start doing it, because anybody who was in Podtacker and Halo 2, there was so much stuff to do, and it was awesome. And you can't miss out for what's coming up, because the people who were, you want to think about it, during Halo 2 days, the people, some of us who were like at the forefront of having the fun are now the people who are starting to become older and getting in charge in this area and in the Podtacker. So we remember how much fun it was.
Right.
We weren't a part of the organizational part. Well, some of us were, not everybody, but you know, maybe now some of us can bring to some of the newer guys around here about how much fun it used to be and start. So that in 4 years, if it happens again, you guys can tell everybody, oh, man, it used to be awesome.
Right. Well, hopefully we can get some of the old members back, too, with some of the stuff that we have planned.
Yeah, you know. So. You know, there's always oldies but goodies, you know.
Right and true Podtaculars. Podtaculans.
That's what I would like to see.
However you would say that.
If we could get the likes of KBC, Luck and Hype, Kia, KeyFX, same person, let me see, Plasma Grenades, Reaping Rave. I mean, we could just get people that were like them and come back. I mean, I don't even know if they could even come back, people that were like them.
Right.
Rasomi, Dial, Roman Craig, Johnny Sand, I mean, Wexican. I mean, this is millions. you could just name Poop in a Basket. I mean, come on, there's little people. Big. You just remember everybody. Right. Chemo. Who remembers Chemo? Come on.
Oh, anybody? Yes, Chemo.
Come on. Where are they at now? I mean, they're on MLG. They're on different websites. I still see them. They're just not on Podtac anymore.
Yeah. And actually, quite a few podcasts that are out there. Some of the other stuff have started from Podtacular. They started on Podtacular and they just branched out.
Yes, they did. So it's not Lockout Gaming and some other stuff.
It's not like we're totally immune to the whole thing. It's just that
we weren't able to make all the decisions, and now we can.
Right.
So
you want to put it that way?
Let's do it that way. Let's just say that.
So as you can tell, we don't have a guest this week. It's kind of a little hectic. From
we have a lot of guests this week, but we don't have any.
Well, right. You're listening to the main body of the podcast right now. We're having three different sections this week. We're having four?
Questions. We got three, the E3 reviews. Sections. We got customs creations. And we got the MLG from Columbus update. We even have ground floor.
Collins,
guys. And we actually have a Podtacular members team who made top 20. So it's big news coming out of Podtacular.
But yeah, so we don't have a guest for the main section, but we have three different sections we're going to do for this week. It'll be a little crazy, and it's probably about Thursday or Friday at the time you're hearing this. That's just with the production of the podcast and how everything kind of worked out. But it's definitely going to be a great show, and we hope you guys really enjoy it with everything that's going on, all the E3 stuff that we had last week. MLG Columbus just finished today.
Yes, which was awesome. We just finished watching that not too long ago, and it was good to get some people back on Skype and just talk. Man, we used to do that all the time.
MLG and Skype party.
Those of you people who were not here missed out, and it was awesome.
We had a party of about 7 or 8 people on Saturday for it. It was in the morning, and then people started slowly dwindling out, but it was pretty cool while people were actually in it.
Yeah. Yeah, and Duststorm couldn't watch, but he couldn't watch till today, really. But and it was,
and even today, my internet traffic is throttled for video streams. Sucks.
It's been a good week. It's been a hectic E3, MLG, and we got it all for you guys. Don't think we're doing the normal stuff.
Don't touch that dial.
It's hectic for everybody else. It's hectic for us, and we're doing it all for you guys.
Yeah, we're trying to jam-pack it into one show, so bear with us as we're trying to do this.
Yes. Anyway, let's get on. Let's get this puppy rolling.
Yes, let's do it. So we did this segment last week. We got a few more submissions for this week. It's the random question segment. Hopefully we can rename that to something a little more catchy. But that's just what we have it for as right now. And we have a few who sent in some random comments. And the first one we got here is from Matthew Morin 7. He says, I actually think you guys should get Steve Downs in here. He voiced Master Chief in all 3 Halo games. I think he would be an interesting person to interview, and you could get a better idea of Master Chief's overall character.
Yeah, that would be – that would. If I lived in Chicago, that might help.
If you have connections to get this guy on the show, go for it. We'll be more than happy to.
I mean, if we could email somebody and them to actually respond to half the people that we email that we try to get you guys on here, most of the time we don't get a response. But if we got a response from half the people we've asked to be on the show, this would be one of the you think other podcasts have exclusives? You just imagine if people start responding, but. I believe Steve Downs is a radio personality in a Chicago area, so I don't know if anybody knows what radio show he's on. Maybe we can get an email through that and just see what's going on. I mean, if anybody knows, there's we got a couple thousand, 10,000 people who listen to this. One of you guys got to live in Chicago.
We have thousands regularly a week.
So one of you guys got to live in Chicago. And that would be awesome. Yeah, I would like. That's a great idea.
That'd be great. But then again, like you said, it depends on whether they're willing to come on and actually sit down and talk with us for an interview.
The biggest thing that we would like to teach people during the internship and that is that for us podcasters, one of the biggest limitations we have is people that we talk to have to have Skype. And some people don't know what the heck it is. And unless they have an iPhone, they really can't get it, and they don't want to download it on their computer. And so we really don't have a way to have them call into something and talk to us live. But we know we're working on it. It costs money, and we might purchase.
That's where the needed donations would come in.
it would go in a lot of places. We couldn't guarantee it would definitely go there. But that's just something.
Well, if we could get Skype cred. If we could get Skype credit, that would work, but
we're not
pulling in any donations right now. So,
I'm pretty sure if Steve Downs called me and told me that he'd give us a call for 10 minutes, I'd buy 10 minutes worth of
Skype. Oh, I would too. I would, heartbeat.
But just remember, there's a lot of limitations that we got that we would love to do, but we just can't in one way or another. So,
still, good thought, though. We appreciate it. Anyway, why don't you hit the next one?
All right, we got Knight Rhino here. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Knight Rhino, and I just wanted to let you guys know that Podtacular is awesome." Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And I am sure that this is just another piece of annoying fan mail you guys get. So the millions upon millions. I'm not speaking for Duststorm here, but just for me, the millions. But I just wanted to tell you, I try and submit every podcast. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. He also writes in, "The Halo news thing was so funny, and it gave me an idea." Duststorm, listen
cool.
to this.
I'm listening.
Listen, hold up. Everybody, this is quiet time. It would be cool if Dusty and G. Lewis, it would be cool if they could do Halo news once a week or every other week. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's thought of this and enjoyed the actual teaser. And that's what he's writing. Now, this is not from me. This is from him. I'm not saying this. I'm reading this.
Right.
Anyway, he writes on here to say, "Keep on fragging dumb noobs who did not think the Halo news was completely hilarious." Find him out. P.S. Nice armor, G-Lo. Thank you. Thank you. I have to keep it original. Thank you. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I can't guarantee that we're going to do it every week. Our next one.
Okay. Put it this way. Dust, I'm gonna speak up for Dust. If we had enough people helping, this would not be difficult. It's just we got to forge it. We got to ride it.
Right.
Like, that was short. Like, if we were actually doing an episode, it'd be like 5, 7, 10 minutes long.
It took us 10 minutes to record that episode.
And it was what? It took 30 seconds?
It took about 3 hours of production time.
Yeah, so we had to build everything, and you know,
I did building time separately. It took about 2 hours to build both stages.
And he had to edit it and do all that stuff. So if we had enough people that could help, we could probably do the recording and the editing ourselves. We need help with writing and forging. Well, what do you say?
Yeah, I think for like starting out, it'll mainly be G-Lewis and me, and we'll probably maybe do one twice a week, or I mean not twice a week, every other week, yeah. Maybe every 3 weeks, depending on how much time we both have.
I don't know, the MLG is cutting a lot of time, man. I don't know.
once we get a good user base that actually sticks with us, they'll probably come out more frequently. And I encourage you guys to watch the old Halo news. If you haven't watched them, they're going to be up in the forums, if they're not already by the time this podcast airs, really soon. Chevelle65 was the guy who started it, back in Halo 2 days. Mm-hmm. And many thanks to him, for starting it, and we're trying to bring it back and do him some justice. But yeah, definitely. We really appreciate the reply back and liked the fact that you absolutely loved it.
Anyway.
Moving right along, next one comes from Adswell Fit. He writes in, okay, just to explain why I refer to myself as your favorite ads. Oh, he actually replied back to our question last week. Good job. Because a few shows back, I said you can call me Adswell. Yet G. Lewis decided he is going to shorten it right down to ads.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
As far as I know, I'm the first person to have my name shortened on the show, so that's why I see myself as a favorite. LOL. Whether it's true or not is irrelevant. I like it. So if you don't like it, I will stop. Let me know.
No.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on trucking frags, man.
Keep on. Golly. I'm so used to. Fail on my part. Sorry. I don't know if there's anyone else that we've shortened names on the show. I definitely know there's not.
Not on the fly, at least. I don't think so. But it's a good one. I like it. Keep on using it. Go ahead and do it. But I'm just wondering about reading your stuff. If you could write on your next submission, I'm just wondering if you're British or not. Because it sounds like you are. I may be incorrect, but from your spelling, it looks like ads may be British. I'm just wondering. But you know, we don't get too many people from across the pond. And it's good to see we got some.
Aussie. I forget who he is, but Adswell may be the Aussie. I'm not sure. There are a couple Aussies. I'm not sure who they are.
We had one guy from Transylvania. I can't remember who it is. He's somebody that would listen in from Transylvania, and I just miss hearing out that who listens to
Crazy Fool.
Yes, I want to suck your blood. Blah blah. Anyway, we got another one here from.
Yep.
Caboose O'Malley, dear Podtech, my friend He-Man-Su, or He-Mon-Su, as he has it enunciated. We're playing Mission Halo on Legendary again, and we beat it. However, the special ending did not come up. Sad face. This time, anyway, my question is, do you have to beat the entire campaign on Legendary again to see the ending? P.S. Man, comma, cannons. And fusion coils.
You shouldn't. If you've already beaten it on Legendary, you shouldn't have to play through the entire campaign to see it again. I know I've seen the last special ending without having to play through it all. Maybe a glitch.
Did you play through? Okay, had you beat every other level already in Legendary and then played the last one in Legendary?
Huh.
Okay.
Well, no, you have to beat it entirely again, so I'm assuming he's already played the whole game on Legendary.
Okay, well,
You should have to.
I think you just have to beat every level on Legendary and then play the last one. Like, if you haven't beat, like, some random one in the middle of Legendary, you won't see it. But if you have...
Then you should be able to play the last one anytime and you'll see it.
Yeah.
It could... Like, if you were playing with friends, it could have been a connection issue and it just lagged out and didn't show it. Or maybe one of your friends didn't play all of Legendary before.
Yeah, like it could have been it as well.
Maybe.
Maybe. But anyway, we're going to move right along to the E3 review. We can't quite tell you guys just yet who's going to be on it, but you guys should be in for a doozy. We got some people in from the ground floor of E3 that were there. Saw it go down.
Yeah.
Got some other people who are in some known gaming figures that you guys may have remembered and that are going to be on to tell you guys about what happened at E3. But anyway, let's roll over to that. Okay, everybody, and welcome to Podtacular's Take on E3, a new little segment we got going here, and this week we're going to be commenting on E3, and specifically the Halo portion of E3. Since you know this is a Halo podcast, why talk about Crackdown 2? Why talk about MAG? I mean, who wants to know about that when you're on a Halo podcast?
Yeah.
You make a great point there.
But anyway, on this week, if you haven't noticed, we have the Bizzle. Mr. JVB, the ex.
Hola.
the guy that people have said that G. Lewis is the new JVB, and I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. You know, that's a big insult.
Oh, wow.
For him or for you?
Hey, I couldn't help that one.
Nice. Anyway, we got JVB and we got Duststorm as always, and we have a new person. She hasn't been on in like a year, not since JVB was hosting. Lady Luck from Gamertag Radio and DSO. I believe you're still part of DSO, correct?
Yes, I am.
Lady Luck.
I almost corrected you, G. Lewis, and said, no, not DSO, DSI.
And we all just be like, JVB, you're an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. That's not new, though.
But anyway, let's get on with the show here. Let's start off with Lady Luck, since we're doing ladies first. You know, we're trying to be gentlemanly here on PodTech. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, and what you're doing, where you're from, and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be... I guess intro would work, since most everybody doesn't know me. I'm in college. I've been gaming for way too long. Catchphrase there, yes. At least for me. I got Halo 1 and the original Xbox when it came out, and I've been playing since then. I went to both of the Midnight Madness for Halo 2 and Halo 3. Been to MLGs, been in clans for the past 4 years, been around on Gamertag Radio for a few years, and then, you know, after talking with JVB and stuff, that ended up over on Podtacular for a bit. And so now I work over on Gamertag Radio. I co-host on the show and also, you know, help with news and write-ups and junk. And just right now, gaming whenever I have time.
Let's get started here with what went down at E3. Of course, the two big announcements were...
Halo 3 ODST?
Yeah, Halo 3 ODST. I just got a piece of mail from the G. Lewis residence. A piece of mail. And Halo Reach, which was I think came out of left field personally, but first off, we'll start off with Halo 3 ODST, and let's see what everybody thought about, you know, the gameplay first. I thought it was very impressive. It looked Halo 3, but it looked like a new take on Halo 3. So Lady Luck, I know we've been talking on Twitter and on various other places, and you said that you're kind of Haloed out. Is this new Halo 3 perspective might bring you back to Halo 3 a little more often?
It might. I don't really see the multiplayer changing much, since the impression that they gave everyone was just, you know, the campaign and then the addition of 3 more maps. Though I'm excited because they did tell me that one of those maps is going to be a Midship remake. So,
oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, they said it will be an inspired remake, kind of like Guardian on Lockout, so it won't be exactly.
Won't be exactly, but
which is good.
It'll probably be like the Blackout of Midship. I mean, the Blackout of Lockout. Sorry.
Well,
I
hope not. This Blackout's terrible.
Well, it made me happy because I feel like Halo needs more smaller maps, or Halo 3 at least. It has a lot of potential. I was very impressed with their take on how to do a story mode. The idea that you you go through and you fight as a person, and you know, you work through that kind of story, and then you'll pick up items that'll be marked differently, and those will suck you into a different part of the storyline, and you know, help you build up into what's been going on and what happened. Which, you know, I love stories, so I'm very excited that I will buy it just for the fact that I want to play through the campaign.
Now here's the big question. I heard you over on Gamer Tag Radio saying a big difference between Microsoft and Sony was presentation. So how was the presentation of Halo 3 ODST? Did it catch your eye? You actually being sitting there? Was it impressive? And how they showed it in the presentation of it?
It was, you know, because they gave a brief trailer and then the demo. And the demo they showed you is actually different from what you played on the show floor. So you got two different tastes. Their demo was a brief section of the campaign, and you got to see how it interact, running around, you know, shooting, playing, going up to an item and being, hey, what's that, picking it up, and getting sucked into a different person for a different part of the story. And just the way that they worked it together, that, you know, you would watch the trailer, you'd see the demo campaign, and then they tell you, oh, well, this is what you'll be trying on the floor, made it be like, oh, so they're doing it differently now. You know, it has Halo 3 attached to it, but it's not Halo 3.
That's a good way to say it. JVB, what are you, you being a big Halo nut since probably day one of Podtac, or what did you first think watching it? I'm assuming you've seen the gameplay already, correct?
Yes, correct.
What do you think about it?
Well, I pretty much knew what to expect as far as art direction. I knew that it there was no way it was going to top the visuals that we see now on Halo 3 because it's using the same engine.
Yeah.
The fact that it's in New Mombasa definitely gives them a platform to create a new art direction, so that both of them, you know, so that neither one of them are compared to the two. Like, oh, this doesn't look better than Halo 3 or whatever. But the fact that, you know, since Halo 2, people have been complaining that they wanted more story in New Mombasa. Well, here it is, but it's not through the eyes of Master Chief, it's through the eyes of an ODST rookie. And to be honest, I'm not haloed out. I can never be haloed out. Thing is, it seems more like they're experimenting with something that will, and this will tie into Reach, you know, my retarded theory. They're experimenting with this game.
Yeah.
To see a new, different type of gameplay that, especially online, that we might be seeing in Reach. Ooh. And I'm all for it. I'm all for it, you know, trying to. You know, I saw a lot of complaints, people calling it Halo 3.5, and what's the big deal between an ODST and a Spartan. So I had to throw in, you know, my two senses in there. And from what I heard, the gameplay is going to be different. Hopefully it's different enough to want me to play it all the time.
Yeah, but not the same. You know, don't change it up too much, but, you know. Enough.
Yeah, well, the thing that's just the part that really disappoints me the most, obviously, is the price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$60 is still a little too rough to, I mean, I can't just forget about that. That surprised the hell out of me. I assumed it was going to be $20.
Well,
they made it seem like an add-on.
We're going to be talking about that in full detail later on in the ODST segment coming on here. And let's move on to Duststorm. Duststorm, what do you think about ODST, of course, you're a big Halo nut.
Yeah.
Nothing else needs to be said.
Well, I really liked for people who know me in Halo, I really like the storyline that Halo presents. And I think what Bungie is doing with ODST is really opening up the storyline. For those that read the books, you know that the first book was before the first Halo game, the second book was during the first Halo game, and then the third book was in between 1 and 2. And there was really no books that really filled in anything after that until you got to The Ghost of Onyx.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that Bungie's opening up New Mombasa as more story is just a thrill to me, because that's more information on not necessarily what's going on with Halo and the Covenant, but what's taking place on Earth before Halo 3 that you didn't get to see while you were away as the Master Chief. So I think a lot of that, for the hardcore Halo fans that really enjoy the storyline, I think that's really going to enhance the experience for them. For people who play multiplayer, I think Firefight is, from what I saw with the demos and all the playing from the Bungie employees, it seems like that's going to be a really popular new multiplayer feature that everyone's just going to enjoy. Is you just drop down and just fight a bunch of Covenant. And I think people have been asking for an AI, like, in multiplayer. So I think it's a good compensation on Bungie's part, as it's multiplayer in the term of you have all your, you can get up to three friends and go in and bash at it, but you still don't have that where it's two opposing teams and you're going objective. So I think it's a good balance in there. So yeah. I think fans that want the AI will either really enjoy it or think that it's a cop out on Bungie's part. So we'll see how that works.
Anyway, we got a few new things that were announced about Halo ODST from the event, specifically two new weapons. I think both these two weapons, we probably won't see them in multiplayer other than Firefight, but it would be very nice to see them. But up first, let's have Duststorm tell us about the new pistol. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about
Okay,
that.
So for diehard Halo 1 fans, Bungie made pretty much the announcement that they have the old Halo 1 pistol back. As they showed in the demo, it's you shoot as fast as you can. One shot headshots will take out most enemies.
I think it's only on grunts, but we might.
Well, grunts and jackals.
Yeah.
Brutes, you're gonna have to shoot a couple, but it's pretty much shoot as fast as you can, kind of like the Halo 1 pistol, and it's also silenced. The SMG, which someone else is gonna get onto that later, but. For the people who really love the Halo 1 pistol, you're probably going to really like what Bungie's bringing back to this. And I don't see this really coming into matchmaking at all, at least for Halo 3 matchmaking, because...
You don't think so?
No, just because how the gameplay is right now, and I don't think it would necessarily balance out.
It would overpower it.
Yeah, I think for how Bungie developed Halo 3 matchmaking, it wouldn't balance out with any of the other weapons. So maybe I could see the silenced SMG making a possible appearance, but as you've seen with all the new maps that they released, they haven't released any new weapons yet. So that's kind of making me think that they're probably not going to release any new weapons for Halo 3 matchmaking at all. At least that's how I see it.
Halo universe is definitely changing. 2009 has been the new perspective year on the Halo universe, first with Halo Wars, now with ODST. Do you guys think that Bungie's trying to milk this thing and Microsoft's trying to milk this thing, or are you guys interested in this, actually? JVB, why don't you start it out and tell us what you think?
Well, I remember stating a long time ago that I felt that the Halo universe had the potential to go many different routes, a la Star Trek or Star Wars, where they can make so many different side quests with all the characters that you see in the novels. And apparently, as we talk about Reach a little later on, they're doing so. So there's always been that potential of milking the franchise. It's a successful one, so why not milk it for what it's worth? All I know, I mean, I'll accept what we see with ODST, but Reach needs to, I mean, if it's not Killzone 2 quality in visuals, and I mean, I'd be highly pissed off, to put it nicely.
I was listening, I believe it was the post-game report, where they were talking about your show, the one where they announced all the new guest host thing, where they were talking about how, I believe it was that one, I'm probably wrong, I listen to a lot of podcasts, but did you guys talk about how you would be happy with a game if they just came out with the same visuals, the same stuff, but just new campaigns, new weapons, like that? Would you guys, I mean, Halo's been doing that for, I mean, it changes a little bit. Gameplay is obviously not exactly the same about with the health meter in Halo 3. That's really random. You don't exactly know when you're gonna die. Really, there's no certain health meter.
The one thing that has always been connected to the Halo franchise, it's its gameplay. The controls are smooth. Online, there's no other control scheme. Just the feel of it. None of the other games compare.
Yeah.
Not Call of Duty, not World at War, Killzone 2, none of them. But so that's always going to be there. That foundation, I mean, they created a great scheme, the feel of it, it just works. But nowadays, you see franchises stepping it up. I mean, look at Call of Duty 4. Obviously, it came out later than Halo 3. So obviously, it was going to have a graphical edge. But we need to see more now. You know, and Bungie can do it. So I have faith in them.
Do you like the open world aspect? I remember Duststorm touched on this, but I know a lot of people, I've been listening to other podcasts, and they're saying that open world, they're tired of lugging between two different parts of the map. And like Bungie even said that there's no sequence. You can go to this guy over here and go to this guy way over here. And they kind of hinted at there will be an automatic go-to button, but they hadn't actually said if there was or not. Probably like a rail system, but they hadn't said whether they were actually going to. But they had hinted at it during one of the IGN interviews when they were doing it with Joe Stadium. What do you guys think about the open world thing? JB, we'll do it with you first. What do you think about open world potential for this game?
I definitely am, and no pun intended, open to an open world environment. it would open up a lot of opportunities to, especially in co-op, where, you know, one person can, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Easter egg skulls, whatever you want to call them, thrown around. And with a bigger open world, it certainly gives them potential to add a lot of different Easter eggs throughout the maps in single player, which they're pretty famous for. And that if it wasn't for Logan Payne helping me out with Halo 3, I wouldn't have found most of the skulls that I had.
In the trailer where it says "Remember Reach" and it's on there for a split second. Does anybody want to speculate on what you think that ODST might be hinting at something from Reach about? You think maybe some of the old gameplay, but it's a flashback. We may see a little bit of glimpse of Reach. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, I'm just assuming it's letting you know that there will be something. You know, obviously there was a Halo Reach title announced for the future, so I'm assuming it would have something to do with that.
Okay. Deathstorm, what do you think about that? You got any other speculations?
That's pretty much what I'm thinking is, it's probably going to have something to do with the new title that they released for Halo Reach.
I'm assuming that Reach was before that actually happened.
Remember Reach? You can't remember something that happened before.
Yeah.
Reach was the big event that happened right before Halo 1 came out.
Halo 1.
Halo, yep.
So that was kind of like the whole beginning of the Halo video game franchise.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening in, guys, to our special E3 coverage of the Halo announcements made at the Microsoft keynote.
Yes.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to go ahead and switch it back over to the main cast with me and G. Lewis. With
on to the customs and creation segment. I'm excited, guys. I'm excited.
Wow, I haven't heard that in a while.
Nostalgia.
got quite a few, so heading back on over there. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. So, yep.
Later.
Okay, well, welcome back. You guys probably just heard the E3 review, and now we're back to do Customs and Creations.
Yes.
Hope you guys enjoyed the review. We recorded it at a different time than we actually recorded the main part, so if it sounds a little off, then that's the reason why. But other than that, it's in the podcast.
Yes.
So on to some Customs and Creations. Our first one here comes from Dragon635. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Dragon635, and this is my second submission.
Woo!
Also, please, my GT, like Dragon635, each number individually." So, yeah, that's his gamer tag, Dragon number 6, number 3, number 5.
So his, it says my gamer tag like 3. Okay, I don't know if that means it's my gamer tag is like Dragon 365, or if it's just Dragon 365. I'm going to assume it's Dragon 365.
With the numbers.
With not like in front of it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's make sure.
He said the last guest host really abused my name.
He's old and he's probably got cataracts, so don't blame him. All
right. He goes on to say, anyway, onto the submission, I made a new map called Hide and Seek 7. A zombie map I made on Sandbox. It's pretty much a maze full of weapons. Zombies have 2x over shield, normal speed, normal gravity, however, allow zombies and alpha zombies to use vehicles. The mongoose is essentially to get to the teleporter to get up to the maze. Humans have unlimited ammo and normal shields and regular speed and gravity. Make humans start with pistols. Also, watch out for my teleporters. Go to the wrong one, you'll be sent to the Guardians. Go to the right ones, you'll be thankful. I upload it to my file share. Unfortunately, it's the only thing in my file share. Sad face. My gamer tag is Dragon635, obviously. You already addressed that before.
I guess I should have read the whole thing. There's no spaces, by the way.
Right. It's Dragon635, no space. Thanks for reading my submission. Keep on fragging trucks. I said that correctly. And Fumo's folding bikes.
Yes. I don't know if you want to frag Fumo's folding bikes, but he rides that thing quite often. He might get pretty mad.
Yeah, I would suggest kind of staying away from that since he uses
it. If you want to feel the wrath of the Foo.
I pay the Foo. You fragged my bike. My folding bike.
Next we got Black Heli 007, and he writes in, "Hey guys, it's Black Heli here with a couple of customs for you. His first map he got off of ForgeHub.com, and it's called Co-op Puzzle. As you can guess, it's from the name. It's a cooperative puzzle game. It's a very challenging puzzle map and will require both people to constantly be working to figure out what's going on. It took one of my buddies and I about 2 hours to figure the entire thing out." Now that's,
whoa.
That's a long time.
Like Portal.
I don't know how much time you got, but I don't know if I got 2 hours to play. I mean, maybe. We'll see what's up. We'll see what's up. Co-op puzzle. I guess you'll find it on ForgeHub.com. We'll check it out and post it on the forum notes. Maybe one of the show notes. Maybe we'll put a link to it. The second map is one that I'm currently working on, and it's a zombie map called Hunker Down, and it's on Foundry. It's basically a mix between the mini game Purple Monsters and the Fat Kid Omega Journey game.
Oh, gosh. I hate the Fat Kid one. It's so annoying.
In the game, the humans start in a bunker with random weapons, and there are needlers on the ground. Zombies spawn in the area in front of the base. Just like Purple Monsters, you have to use your needlers to keep the zombies away from your base. You must fend them off for 90 seconds until a gravity lift spawns so that you can proceed through the small maze, trying to go as fast as you can to avoid the zombies slowly limping towards you. I haven't had much of a chance to test it out yet, but once I do, I'll have it on my file share if I get some positive feedback. And that's all I got. Keep on fragging the epic easy bake ovens. This is epic easy bake ovens that are used to distract The Witches and Left 4 Dead, Hairy Dumplings, Folding Bikes, Watch Thieves, thank you, Midget Haters, and last but not least, Trucks. He's out. Call him out. Nice. You're out of there.
You're out.
You're out. Strike three. Strike three. You're out. Anyway.
Get up in the face.
Anyway,
I'm going to skip on down here to Little Dude 1337, or he goes also by Fearmaster 1337.
That spells Leet for those of you who do not know, like Dust Storm.
Oh, funny story, which I'll tell next time on the Tales from the Foxhole show.
Yeah.
So he goes on to say, hello, Dust Storm and fellow guest host. It's almost like he knew there was only going to be one guest host. That's
funny. Oh, it's me. I'm the guest host.
I got two maps I wanted to share with you. First is called Zombie Apocalypse. Not Apocalypse, but Apocalypse. I tried to spell Zombie Apocalypse, but I ran out of namespace.
Nice. Fail. By Bungie's part, not by your part.
Yeah. And the other is called Behind the Line. Zombie Apocalypse is stationed in the crypt. There are two bases, one that has a blue light and one that has a red light. Red light, green light. There are considerable amounts of weapons in both bases. Blue base has human vehicles and red base has Covenant vehicles.
Oh, look at that.
It's great for Slayer, Infection, and CTF games. Behind the Lines is in Rat's Nest and is basically for Slayer games. There will be tanks, Goss, Warthogs, Ghosts, and Choppers. There is also a grav lift on one side so you can fly onto the pipes. Both have been made recently. Behind the Line is in my file share, but Zombie Apocalypse is not because I'm making it perfect. Keep on fragging Mexicans who are hunting Nene.
I don't know how a tank would do on Rat's Nest, but
It seems too close quarters in Rat's Nest that you could just like hop on and board it.
Everything else sounds pretty cool, though, Mr. Leet Master over here, Fear Master Leet. Anyway, for those who are not paying attention, I don't know if anybody is watching, but just to let you know what time it is right now. The Lakers in Orlando just tied it up in the fourth, and they're going into overtime.
Hot Tech, the unofficial Halo and sports podcast.
Yeah, we always get to do your NBA update on the show. And this is your NBA update. Anyway, we're going on to the next one. It's from Assault Rhino, not Night Rhino, who did earlier. This is Assault Rhino, and he writes in, hey, Podtacular, it's Assault Rhino here to tell you about my Sandtrap map. All of the weapons, such as brute shots, are on the highest tomb, and whatever you call them, or plasma pistols, are the only weapons you start with. So I guess he's asking... He said, whatever you call them, maybe he's trying to say...
whatever you call them. I think he's talking about the sky bubble, maybe? Is that what he's talking about?
Maybe he's talking about the highest point or the largest tomb you can make. I don't know. Anyway, there is no way to get up there except with one Banshee that is on the map. It is a Slayer game, and whoever controls the Banshee basically wins the map. So it's kind of like... is there another map where you control a weapon or something, you basically win? I don't know. I can't think of one right now. But I guess it's like Tower of Power. If you got that, if you got the tower and you got the machine gun, you're winning that. This submission is already long enough, so I'm not going to do a really long keep on fragging like those other noobs who just now realized that noobs spelled backwards is spoons.
No, it's not. It's noobs, not to well. I mean, if
upside,
you
down, upside down. I guess if you put it upside down, to eat soup and ice cream, and then Master Chief comes only to shove mashed potatoes into the noob's fart juice. Fart juice is nasty. Just for the record, we do not condone fart juice here at podtacular.com. Forget. Keep on fragging. Keep on plasma grenading. So keep on plasma grenading out there, people. And as always, keep on fragging trucks. Keep on sticking trucks, fragging, whatever you got to do. Turn them on flyer, incarcerate, incinerate, whatever you got to do to them. Just keep on whatever to
incinerate.
The truck.
I like incinerate
the trucks.
Burn, baby, burn.
Disco and burn out.
Burn, baby. Okay. Next one we have comes from Stall Me Please. He's a regular submitter.
Yes.
He's official watch dealer too. Anyways, he says, "Hey guys, it's Stall Me Please. I'm here with a custom creation. It is on a map called Sandtrap. It's called Dead Meat. I made a midair obstacle course in the crypt. If you fall, the zombie is waiting with a chopper to splatter you. I'm not going to give much away, but there is some area where you have to sacrifice, aka backstab, one of your teammates to move on.
Uh-oh. Dum-dum-dum.
By the end, only one can live. There's a lot of double-crossing and friend-losing that goes on in this game. The mode and map are on my file shared, both called Dead Meat. Keep on fragging G. Lewis. He said he would never read my post again if I stole his watch. Well, I did. He isn't man enough to not read my post. He is all talk. Oh. Dang.
I actually did not read this post. That was Duststorm. So, Duststorm just read it, not me.
Yeah, it's kind of in order on how it falls. It's not necessarily if we choose it or not.
Oh, actually, I changed it so that it would be in this order. No joke, ladies and gentlemen.
He's joking, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm not. Okay, well, I mean, you can say I'm joking. I think Stall Me Please me when I have to go to a watch rumble. I'm going to take all the watches he ever took. All of them. Watch out, Stall Me. Watch out, I'm coming for you.
He's exacting his revenge.
I'm taking them all. All of them. Even Bill's. I'm taking them all. Even Williams. Watch it. I got my eyes on you. Anyway, next one we got here, we got Raza119. He writes, "What's up? What's up, Podtackler? It's the one. It's the only Raza119. Here with a map on Sandbox. It is called Skybox Track. It is a small, tight, technical racetrack on the Skybox. If you want to download it, it will be on my file share pretty soon, and my gamer tag is RAZZA, as in Raza 119. So it's Raza space 119.
119er.
So RAZZA space 119. Those are all the numbers. Shout outs to my fellow clan members, JPK Theater and XX Fletcher XX, Lancelot and Chucky J, and the one and only best Podtacular guest or host of all time, Duststorm. And Cryotes, half-brother G. Lewis. Isn't Cryotes a guy from God of War?
I don't know. I haven't heard that name before.
But thank you. Thank you. Anyway, he writes, "Keep on fragging G. Lewis, who is driving a truck which is splattering midgets while trying to read this post while trying to avoid being sniped by Duststorm, who is trying to protect the midgets while eating hot pancakes and protecting his watch." So he just fragged me.
He's another guy from across the pond.
Oh, he is? Oh, nice.
He is, yes.
I think we're gonna go exclusively European.
Man, that would be a day. Podtacular is now only broadcasted in Great Britain.
Yes, exclusively. Actually, that's a lie. But check that out, ladies and gents.
Yay.
On his file share.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it now.
I'll get to the file share. Do it now, Millie.
Go. Don't stop.
It's called Technical Racetrack. Actually, is that what it's called? It's called Skybox Track. Get to it now.
Oh, boy.
I have no air.
Okay. Before we get too off track, next one comes from Damaku. He says, "Well, it's me again, Damaku."
Count Damaku.
Got the count. So now is what, Damaku the official Podtacular
Sith
Empire?
Sith.
Lord of the Sith, Damaku.
Lord of the Sith, Damaku. He is not the apprentice. He is the master.
He goes on to say, "I've got a few creations, not customs, but screenshots that you guys on Podtac should check out. First is a picture called Ghost Patrol. Yes, I got the achievement, Duststorm. It's a picture of me running 2 of the 3 kills I need on the shores of Longshore. I left the description as Slayer on Longshore to prove it.
What?
Longshore isn't even out yet.
Yeah. But I guess he did it, so,
I don't know. I'm
guess we'll see.
I
think some forging or some shistiness was going on.
I think so. I'm not sure. We'll have to
check that out. We'll find out. We'll report back next week and let
further
you guys
investigation know. Must be undertaken. Another is of Duststorm doing what he does, team killing with a Spartan laser. What?
Good job.
He kills
right,
everyone.
He's right on the money with that one.
Oh,
too.
Oh, I remember this one. this okay. This is when we were achievement hunting, and we all just got in a line, and I killed. Yeah, I was the guy with the Spartan laser, and I killed everyone except for one person. he says he killed everyone except one guy because that Spartan is special. The two files showing that are called Team Kill and Capture the Flaw. Capture the Flaw. Out of letters. ODST is another, which is a photo of three ODSTs hopping out of a Pelican. It's an awesome shot. Shout outs to Little Waffles, STR Raxus Reaper, Pearly Man, Big Bird 856, White Light, Uzumaki 15, Duststorm, and Last Soldier. My ad, everyone, you should check out 1 vs 100. It's extremely fun and has a very addicting taste to it.
Oh, taste.
Yes.
Is it like waffles or pizza?
I don't know. Fine wine. I don't know. I've never had wine before.
I know. Dude, wine sucks. Just don't.
keep on fragging trucks that kill you while you and your friends are playing big team battle, while you are trying to get Pearly Man to stop eating because his uncle pre-chooses food and caresses his fat handles while playing World of Warcraft with Tekuno Logan during an episode of Dora the Explorer with Big Bird Can't Stop Watching.
Oh boy, this is a long one.
While a criminal breaks down your back door and asks you if you want to buy a box of cookies.
So you're trying to say Girl Scouts are criminals? Anyway.
I guess that's what he's saying.
I would agree with him if that is what he's saying.
Interesting.
Anyway.
And I refuse to read the last part.
Achievement unlocked. Anyway. I mean, I don't know. Maybe during a new segment coming up pretty soon in the next couple episodes, maybe we will read that. You never know.
Maybe.
We'll save that. You know what he wrote? It'll be in the show notes.
Right.
It's possible. You may hear it. You may hear the little ding. You know, you may hear a little noise. You may see, who knows? You may even see something. You don't know. Maybe. Anyway, next one we got is from Maximo Knox. Did I say that right? Knots, right? Maximo.
I guess that's how you say it.
Anyway, it's Maximo space Notts. Maximo Knots. With two T's. Sorry. Hi, guys. I listened from episode 129 to episode 146, but recently found the new episodes. Anyway, I've created a map on Foundry, which I have called Open Storage. I guess it's on cold storage. The bases has probably already been made, but never mind. It involves four man cannons, two on either side, a wall placed in the middle to separate each side, and each side has created to hold only human or Covey weapons. The area designated A has only human weapons, and B
must be Foundry then.
Is only
Covey. A and B.
I would assume this map can be placed with many different game types, and the Covey side is made to be the defensive, I guess, side.
I guess that's what that is.
Defensive side, as it is overlooked by a human turret on A side. Next to the turret is a sniper, so B has to be careful, but there is plenty of cover. To defend themselves, B has a turret beside an energy shield on the walkway outside of the corridor, which would link the two bases together, but is blocked. That corridor. Okay, I'm just kidding. In that corridor, there is a beam rifle to pick off the turret gunner. For more fun, use the Handley Place Mongeese And if you're on the B side, pick up the Grav Hammer. Sorry if it's too lengthy. It's not, but it's my first time, so don't worry about it. Keep on fracking dudes who think England was helpless in World War II. No offense, but we weren't. And pink Nissans. Huh. We got another guy from across the pond, it looks like.
Yay. We're getting a lot of new members from over there.
I think we should exclusively go to England. I'm exclusively. Anyway, thanks for submitting. And I don't really think they were helpless, because they kind of did. What was it? Germany invaded them, kind of. And England didn't need no help there. So I'm not saying they were helpless. I'm not saying they would have beat them, but I'm not saying helpless.
Not a history podcast, but anyway.
Today, in your world in history, on podcast.com. Actually, did D-Day happen yesterday or something like that? The anniversary? Anyway, something like that.
History buff, I don't know.
Okay.
Next one comes from
Duststorm. Antoine. Back to Halo.
Yes, back to Halo and Antoine. He writes in, "Hey guys, how's it going? Recently, my friends and I were on Sandtrap messing around with the filters and found a combination to make it really dark, so I used that combination to make an infection map called Death Pyramid. My map is based in the crypt, and the zombies fall down the hole into a small pyramid and try to kill the humans.
Oh boy.
The catch is that they're all black in very dark rooms, so they're pretty hard to find. The humans are equipped with pistols, and the zombies have swords. It isn't on my file share yet because I am not fully finished with it yet, but I will get up there soon. Keep on fragging the little annoying people who go into matchmaking to drive around like a maniac just to cause the team to lose, and when betrayed boots the person actually playing the game." Yes, this has happened to me multiple times.
Nice. Nice. Next up here we got Tactical Leader, and he writes, "Hey, PodTech, the crew, it's me, Tactical Leader. Nice to have you. I haven't heard anything from you in a while, but he used to write in a lot, isn't that right?"
I think so.
Yeah. I was forging with my brother and friend on Sandtrap. We came up with a zombie variant similar to the children's game of British Bulldog. I've never heard. Is everybody from Britain here? Which is also what the variant is called. There are two mongooses, or monkeys, in which the non-affected drive. The zombies have both types of pistols and try to infect more humans. Both types of pistols? Like plasma and human, I guess?
I guess.
Humans have shotties and rockets. Well, that's a big difference. The game type is fun, but I don't have live, and you cannot find it on my file share. So keep on fragging midgets owned by Fumo Jive and Fulton Bikes. So Fumo owns midgets. Thanks for reading my submission. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Sweet. Next one comes from Quatch. He says, "Hey, Potacular, it's Quatch again. I have a map for y'all. It's called Hell Jumpers. It takes place in Sandtrap. It's called Hell Jumpers because you fall from the sky. I had my brother hold a crate while I placed the respawn and starting points on top. There are 16 different places you can fall from. I randomly threw human weapons all over the map. There is mongoose everywhere, along with some warthogs. No matter what you think, you cannot snipe people out of the air. They just move too fast. We played System Link with 8 people and never did anyone get a snipe from here. I still don't have Xbox Live yet, so you'll have to make your own version. Shout out to Timmy Turntrout, Kitty Cryat, and Turd. Oh, and keep fragging VCRs that you can't seem to set the clock, so they keep on blinking 12 o'clock." We had something like that a long time ago.
Yeah, I think we did, as I remember. Next we got Exacta. He writes in, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Exacta here with my first submission ever." Ever, ladies and gentlemen.
Ever.
Ever.
Anyway.
E-V-A-R. "I am a new forger and do not have any of the DLC maps. However, I did manage to get a little fun game on the pit. Almost everything is in the same exact except the lawn chair. It's gone." Gasp. "Now there is no lawn chair. Where will the player sit? Fear not. On one side of the map, there is a gravity lift that will take you to another lift. Once you take the second lift, ninja hop across stacks of crates to get to a teleporter. That teleporter will take you to an identical room on the other side where there is a camping stool. Now the players can sit down. So just if you guys are, this seems like one of those fun game Mario platformer maps.
I guess.
Check it out. I think I will check it out after the well-written way he wrote this. Well, that's all I have. Keep on fragging trucks to try to run over Doorstorm, but fail because G-Lewis shoots his laser at the midget driving. You know, I'm pretty good at aiming. Sorry, midget. Sorry. But anyways, I saved Doorstorm. You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problems.
We have one more. We're going to do before our next segment. It comes from Player Slayer X. He says, "Hey, this is my second submission, and this time some customs and creations. My first is the best use of Orbital on Forge so far, called the Darkness. It is on Orbital with a gloomy effect, and the game mode is Infection variant, where the zombie is a scary dude completely in black. The human needs to get to the end of the defined path without getting killed by the scary guy. The scary guy camouflages in great and can hide and kill you as you go by. It's really scary and will make you crap your anus armor."
Oh, boy.
Works 2 to 8 players. I have other maps such as limitless supplies of zombies defense maps such as Lighthouse 001, i.e. Last Stand from Left 4 Dead, Cottage of Doom, Church 002, which is my best and my first one, Zombies 002 or something, i.e. a bit like Nachter Untoten? Night of the Undead, however, whatever language that's in. I'm sorry.
I think that's German.
Is it? Maybe.
I a bit like Nachter Untoten.
That's their Untoten. I don't know.
Anyway, it means Knight of the Undead, I assume.
Yes. Yes.
Now we got a German guy on here.
Also, there is my Assassin's Creed game mode and map. My gamer tag is players, capital PLA 3R, SLAY 3RX. Also, my gamer tag, you said that twice. Okay. Keep on fragging trucks with something in it to do with anus armor, fart juice, and or stealing watches, and kids who scream veto. P.S. My gamer tag is the same thing on his PPS.
If you want to know his gamer tag, check the show.
He writes it in there 3 times.
Yes.
PPS action sack for the win. I have no idea.
FTW! Anyway, also let you guys know the Lakers just won game 2. So they're up 2-0. This is another NBA update on Podtacular. Stay tuned for more NBA updates on
now the unofficial ESPN podcast.
Yes. Not official, but unofficial.
Unofficial.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have for submissions this week. We started something last week with the MLG update with Brent Gamer and G. Lewis. We just finished MLG Columbus.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and head on over to that segment that we have.
Go straight.
Hope you guys enjoy it. And we'll be back after this segment.
After the segment.
After the segment. Yes.
After these commercial breaks. Welcome to the MLG update on Podtacular. With your host, G. Lewis. Alright, buddy, welcome to the MLG Lewis update. Thanks, but without further ado, welcome to the Podtacular Inside MLG Update. This week we'll be coming at you with the latest happenings from MLG Columbus. Stay tuned as we'll be breaking down gameplay analysis and bring you updates from the ground floor as a fellow Podtacular member experiences the event. But first off, to introduce our host, Dust Storm Plasma and KBC, and we're going to go from their first-hand experiences from the show. And, Brandon, if you want to actually do one, too, we can go on for you. But first, I'll start with KBC coach team Severance. I think I might have spelled it wrong in the show notes now that I'm looking at it. They finished 19th overall in the entire tournament, and while doing so, they knocked off Pro Team Flatline, which some of you guys may have remembered from Meadowlands. And they beat Flatline to get to the consolation bracket, and then they were top 20 to finish 19th. KBC, how was the whole experience overall?
It was boss. I didn't really know what to expect going in, so I kind of showed up a little bit after check-in, and I got my little bracelet thing, and then kind of just walked around the venue and kind of met everybody and talked, and then we actually got a bye the first round. So we were just walking around for most of the day until we had to play second round against I don't even know what team, some random team.
What was there a highlight of the event as coach? Did you actually make a lot of calls out, or was it more like the team was just feeding off of each other?
I think like a highlight of the event would be knocking out. We actually did more than knock out Flatline. We knocked out Overlooked, which changed their name like mid-event to Reunion, which was like the real like player Severance, and then like Mudvayne, Alumnite, not Elamite.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta.
And then Mudvayne, Severance, Alumnite, and TC Fear.
Oh, nice.
And we also knocked out them, we knocked out Flatline, and then we knocked out Chilled Reality, which was like Rudy, Batman, Call Me God, and Helluva or something.
Will you be coming down to Dallas to coach them again?
95% sure.
Cool.
That I am.
But next up, we're going to go off to Plasma Grenades, who is also our official reporter from the event.
Woo! Plasma Grenades
got a media pass through Podtacular onto the MLG floor. And too bad one of his good buddies couldn't either, that we were trying to get him one for, but it didn't work out. What was your most memorable part of Columbus? I remember you called and said there was a big difference between Columbus and Dallas last year. What do you have to speculate on that?
Overall, like, it seemed like all the sponsors were doing like a lot more than they were in Dallas, and there was a bigger like MLG store. Like, overall, just the venue in Columbus was huge compared... Like, Dallas, I thought, was huge, and this one was even bigger. Like, it was... I don't know if I would say, like, double, but the entire WoW room from Dallas was basically combined with the room where they had Halo and everything, so it was just, like, a huge place to walk around. And, like, Dr. Pepper this year, they were doing a ton of giveaways and stuff where they would, like, text your phone and stuff, so, like, the sponsors were, like, stepping up and doing a lot more. And I know Ballpark was giving away free hot dogs the one day out front and stuff.
Must have been out front of that thing all tournament.
Yeah.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. I think they only had that Friday, and then after that they had the hotel or the convention center's actual thing out there one of the days. But
when was this? I did not get in on this.
The Ballpark tailgate. I know. I saw him, and like my dad went through and got like four of them because he didn't even go to the event because he's super cheap, and he had to pay an extra, $15 for a spectator pass, so he didn't go. But, overall, like, the sponsors were stepping up more stuff, and it just seems like now they have the featured stages. They didn't have those at Dallas, so there's just, like, an extra station for Halo or Gears just out away from the rest of them. It's, like, raised up, so it's, like, a mini main stage where they have, like, the good matches that aren't good enough to go on the main stage going on.
Okay. You're the featured member here on the round table, or whatever you want to call this week. Dust Storm, my fellow co-host of the actual Podtacular show, watched his first MLG event in a while. Is that correct, Dust?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the overall experience of watching it online through Justin TV because you couldn't get the MLG feed?
I blame my ISP for all the traffic limitations on video streams. But it was pretty good.
Duststorm was going crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've ever seen Duststorm get wild, but he was getting wild while watching this. He was getting mad. He was voicing, man. It was pretty cool to watch.
We'll probably touch on this later, but there were some parts that were just some of the players just being incredibly stupid. And it's like, why do you do that? It's like, I'm not even a pro and I know not to do that.
They were listening to the show, man. They might know a little thing or two. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't really follow MLG that much, and I might start to a little now since I don't know if you saw my Twitter update, but
it was exciting, wasn't it? It was definitely
very interesting, and I'm considering going to MLG Dallas. I'm not sure; it depends on how school works out and whatnot. But if I can, I'll try to make it. So.
Anyway, well, would you say you have a favorite time from watching the event? Is there anything that sticks out?
I don't know. The first round between Straight and Triggers Down was pretty interesting. It was the first one I watched on Sunday. So that series was actually pretty fun to watch.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you for getting this perspective of a newbie watching the event for the first time. But anyway, we're going to move straight into here to talk about analysis and stuff from some of the pro teams. We won't go into maybe we'll ask KBC about the stuff about his team later on. But right now we're going to focus on the pro teams on the championship bracket. And first up here, we got Straight. We got Brent's favorite team. Brent, why don't you start opening it up for Straight?
Straight Rippin, breakout player for Straight during MLG Columbus. Gonna have to go with T-Squared because he broke out in the end there. I mean, did you see him when he won the championship?
He was
into that final match. He was like, "Roar!
Come get some!" He was like,
"He's like, thank you, nom nom."
Yeah, that was quite exciting to watch that.
Yeah, looking at the Straight Rippin team page, I saw that Legit seriously needs a haircut. So I mean, he's got the prize money now. Well, I guess I didn't see this part, but in the show notes we have Elamite Warrior trash talking. Explain that one, G.
Elamite War, if you guys that watched the feed, I don't even think Plasma and KBC noticed it. Did you guys notice it? Elamite?
Yeah, he hates Hysteria.
Dude, yeah, he had something bad against Hysteria. When Hysteria went to go shake his hand, like Hysteria was looking at the ground, man. He must have tore him up something bad.
Don't hit me.
But Elamite overall was trash talking everybody throughout the entire event. I never even heard him doing this kind of stuff. He was it was surprising for the least.
I think that was actually on purpose. That I was talking with somebody last night about the tournament, and I think that they actually kind of coached Elamite to trash talk that event just to get the other teams mad. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, all of a sudden, like, Elamite, I thought he was a pretty mellow guy before, but now, I mean, just like 1-2 month period, he's just like up in everybody's face. So, I mean, I thought it was kind of intentional. I was talking about that last night, but I don't know.
Now, does any of you guys know? We're going to go off. Hey, Plasma, what do you think about Straight taking the top spot back finally?
I think it was good that they actually did it again. I think Straight's the most consistent. Like, they play the best consistently. Like, Triggers Down, they have their events where they're on fire, but I think they kind of cool down sometimes. But Straight Rippin, when they're on, they're going to win. I'm glad that, like, all the drama with T-Squared's account getting hacked and all that actually, didn't really affect them that much. I'm glad they got enough practice. Because now they're actually in the Stranctionary. It's a hard word to pronounce.
Stranctionary.
Yeah, they can actually practice more. Like Columbus, they were saying they didn't really get that much practice in. So I'm glad that they're back on top where they should be. Because they own.
Do you think that Straight needs to lose to win? You know what I'm saying?
No. I think as long as, like, I know last year one of the events, like, they were just, like, kind of taking teams for granted. I don't even know what it was. But then, like, the next event, like, they played every team like they could beat them. Like, they thought the other team was the number one seed, so Straight Rippin, like, didn't let anyone have any free passes. They didn't, like, think any match was an easy match. And I think as long as they keep their skill up and they don't let, like, they don't play 75% just because they think the team's bad, then they should be able to win, because they're the, they have the most skill that works together. There's some teams with, I think, higher skill overall, but they don't have enough teamwork to actually pull anything off with it.
Yeah. Hey, Brent, during on Saturday when we were watching, we were watching Straight Ripping, and we didn't think they were doing that well. That was, I remember, and one of the things that we brought up was T Squared doing too many other stuff. Like, he's on numerous commercials, doing tons of other stuff on the site. Do you think that this is impacting T Squared and the team at all of his extra activities?
No, I'm thinking it's doing great because now he's got the incentive to bring in all that sweet, you know, Dr. Pepper sponsorship money. Like, if I knew I was sponsored by, like, a major soft drink company, I would do amazing in these tournaments. Like, I'd, like, train all day, get, like, 4 hours of sleep every night, spend the rest of the time playing Halo.
No, you know, no ladies, Brent? No TV?
No ladies, man.
No penny arcade, Brent?
I'm telling you, no nothing.
Brent, like, no penny arcade, for real.
For real. Well, you can read Penny Arcade in like two seconds every day.
You said nothing.
He'll read it while he's on the toilet.
We're gonna move on to Final Boss, and here I'm going to specifically ask Brent, and I might move in some other people here to see if they might be able to answer questions. But Brent, do you think overall Final Boss did they improve at Columbus from their performance at Meadowlands?
Yeah, they totally improved over their, you know, performance at Meadowlands. They took, you know, third. At Meadowlands, I distinctly remember Final Boss sucking.
Yes.
Because I also remember Straight Ripping did, you know, pretty bad considering that I had expected them to, you know, just come out and dominate that tournament. And I'm glad that they dominated this time. But, I mean, Final Boss for me is really like Straight Ripping is obviously my favorite team. And they've always been my favorite team. But Final Boss is kind of like a close second because the
Macchio
is such a lovable little loser. Like, I act like he's awesome, but I know that deep down Macchio is.
On the MLG forums, he's been the most made fun of person for just millions of different reasons, and everybody always hypes him up before the tournament, and afterwards they just slam him right back down.
I know, and it's wrong. I mean, I love Macchio. If I was going to go to an MLG event, I would have Macchio sign my different body parts of your choice. But
would you add him having nom noms on there? Would you?
Yeah, I'd totally let him nom nom on that. But
okay. What do you think? Macchio stepping up as a man. It was really evident watching the games that Ogre 2 and Victory X are the main man. Men on this team, and Macchio really stepped up. But he stepped up at the wrong times, in my opinion. But what do you think?
I think that Macchio needs to become a more integral part of the team. I mean, Final Boss is, I mean, I was talking to you about it earlier. They're split into three different entities. You have Victory X and Ogre 2. And they're kind of like buddy-buddy. They're one entity. And then you have Fear Itself, as you know, kind of off on his own because nobody really likes him. And then you got Macchio.
He's here.
And, like, Macchio seems like he wants to be a part of the team. And, like, they just won't let him be. Like, Ogre 2 just has him on there as a convenience. And Ogre 2 and Victory X just kind of shun Macchio off.
And it's like if you were watching, I know, remember Brent and I were, not Brent, but Dustin and I were watching the matches on Sunday. And Macchio was calling out, let's go do this, let's go do that, left and right. And they wouldn't even respond to him.
Ogre 2 and Victory X see the statistics, and they think they're hot shit, and they're up their own ass over it. And I mean, really, they have to realize that they can't win a tournament with two people. It doesn't matter how good you are. And, I mean, you can look at that with the situation with Karma and who else was it?
Nated?
Yeah, Karma and Nated. They didn't even place. They were in the loser's pool.
My team beat them.
I mean, so as far as that goes, they have to realize that they've got to come together as a team, and Ogre 2 and Victory X need to let Macchio in on some of the shit going on. So.
Does Fear Itself even be a part of the team at all?
If I was going to drop someone on the team, I'd drop Fear Itself, but he's really not that bad of a player. I mean, you got to realize that they placed third in this tournament. That is not a bad placement. I mean, considering how good, you know, TD and
as teamwork as they had, they played pretty well. I mean, in my opinion, their teamwork was not well, especially in the Construct Hill game at the very end where they just let TD sit in that hill and they were picking everybody off, but they weren't getting the guy to the hill. They're not communicating. That's what it leads down to.
Yeah.
If Final Boss wants to move up when they need to, are they missing a player? I mean, if you don't think about it, Karma and Nated are both out there. Strong side, I'm pretty sure he's not too happy with status quo as right now. Could you see Final Boss dropping either Fear Itself and or Macchio pick up one or two of these guys?
I don't think they should, but I can totally see them doing it. I can, you know, picking up Karma and Nated are totally a, you know, legitimate possibility, except, you know, especially now that we've seen how terrible they do when they're off on their own little team. So,
what do you think, KBC?
I think I actually don't see them doing that, because, I mean, like, right now, if you think about it, Final Boss, you have Fear Itself, and you got Ogre 2. Those are, like, huge, like, slayers. Like, I mean, they don't do... I mean, I didn't really get to watch a whole lot of pro teams in this event. I was more, like, off my own open bracket world. But when I think of Final Boss, I think of, like, Victory X and Macchio kind of doing, like, the dirty work. Because, like, they're kind of, to me, they're almost like a team of two. Because, I mean, they were on, what team were they? They were on Triggers Down or some team at the beginning of 2008 together.
I think that was Ambush, wasn't it?
Or they were on something together.
I don't think Victory X was on Triggers Down, but I could be wrong.
And then on Halo 2, I think they were on the Agency together. So, I mean, I think I'd consider them a team of two. And I think, you know, Fear Itself is probably the weakest link, but I don't think you would replace him with somebody like Strongside or Nated or Karma. Because, I mean, once again, those are three hot slayers. So.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to stop you there as we're getting a little long on our scheduled time here for the actual podcast. If you guys want to check in for the entire show, we're going to have a lot more gameplay analysis. And under the jokes and raw stuff coming through the actual Inside MLG update, it's going to be the first official show. It's the second episode, but the entire first one was on the Podtacular podcast. And if you guys are seeing some other posts, check out Podtacular at podtacular.com. And keep on checking the homepage for more updates to the MLG review. We should be doing one every other week. If not every week, we'll try our hardest to get the latest news and reviews. Send us stuff for the update to podtacular@gmail.com or hit the big green button on podtacular.com and then title your message with MLG or to myself or Brent Gamer. And without further ado, we're going to move back to the show.
And keep listening to the show. The show is not over. We're going to throw it back over to myself and Duststorm. And since we don't have a guest host this week, it's just going to be us two.
Wrapping up
the show for you guys, and don't forget to listen in to the very end of the show. It's a nice little special thing for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish that out.
Is that me?
Well, welcome back. We hope you guys enjoyed the MLG update.
I know you did. I don't hope. I know personally that you did. So
we had a few guys last week really comment on the fact that they liked it. They liked what we did with it. So we appreciate it. We thought we'd do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with MLG Columbus wrapping up.
Yes, yes, yes. And look for the potential of there being another show on Podtacular that's solely MLG. Just look for it.
We're looking at the duration of the MLG show, and if it gets too long, we might end up splitting it. If not, we're just going to keep it like a 10-minute short thing on the podcast like we did for this one and the last one.
Yeah, but it won't be that long every week, you know.
Right.
There's really nothing going on that much during the middle.
But the next event is MLG Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
August 28th through the 30th.
Which me, Brent Game... Okay, well, sorry for being punctuating wrong. Grammar noob. For Brent Gamer, myself will be there. Duststorm's in the talks, but Brent Gamer, myself will be at MLG Dallas.
Covering live.
From the ground floor.
Yes.
On scene, it's G. Lewis for Podtech.
It's just like Plasma Grenades call in. Hopefully you will call in as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
And hopefully we can help people.
Hey, Twitter.
If you're going to go to Dallas, just call in from. And let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to see you guys. Maybe G-Lewis can get some interviews with y'all.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Show your interest in MLG. Maybe. Huh?
Yeah. We'll see what's going on.
Yeah.
We'll see what's up.
Yeah!
Woot! Anyway, let's wrap this puppy up.
Let's wrap it up. Good. We're probably around an hour and a half by now.
Yeah, probably pretty long. That's what she said.
all out. Anyway, wrapping things up, send in your comments and submissions to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show using the big green button.
The big green button. Also, if you got MLG stuff, just use the big green button as well. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and be like plasma grenades. Yeah. And leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Tales on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show. Dang. But the whole time I was thinking about those creditors who call in. If you're a creditor, please don't call. We're not giving you any money. We don't have any. We don't owe any. Well, at least not. I can't.
No, speak. We don't.
Okay, we don't owe any. And we're not. Don't try to sell us anything.
And you haven't talked to us either.
We don't want advertising space on your website. Don't call it. I don't even know how you got it. Unless
probably some prank someone put
maybe
on.
Maybe you listen to the show. But if you listen, go ahead and call. But if not, don't even think about it.
Be sure to check out our website, www.podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways for you to make friends and play Halo as many other games with cool people. Some of the things you can get involved with in the community are the Halo 3 Rec and Pro Clans, the PC Rec Clan, community-led events, and much more.
Much, much more.
You can probably get involved with the Halo News thing once Julius and I get stuff worked out.
Hammering it out.
There is also Pink Fury every Friday night, which is led by Captain Planet, also known as AA Dude. Whenever he's on, he leads it. If not, there's usually a couple other people that pick it up. Usually starts around 8 Eastern PM on Fridays. So if you're online by then, go online, change your armor to pink, and find any of the regular members that go and join in with some nice fun. Also, yes. The Halo 3 Podtacular campaign is going to start going here soon. I have my recording equipment. And once I get all that set up, we're going to have that underway.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
And Podtacular intern coming soon.
Yeah, so actually
we're going to work on that this week. We got caught up with MLG and E3.
But actually, we will have something for you at the end of the show that we will be having at the end. Very end. Listen to the very end after everything for a little update on that.
Yes.
Very, very end.
Because there will likely be no bloopers for this since we have a whole slew of craziness.
There will be something for the intern for the very end of the show. Listen in. And then we're going to keep on rolling on with the wrap-up. Thanks to all the people who contributed to Podtacular, whether it's working on our community, contributing to our illustrious, overflowing PayPal.
To help out
with hosting and many other things. Following us on Twitter, which is probably the most important thing that I will say today on the show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter.
And the MLG.
Yes. Or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We could not do it without you.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JBB's Show Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid. Also, shout outs to the Good Games Network, which hopefully we will be able to join soon after a couple clan matches.
Yes.
So shout outs to them. Shout outs to Microsoft for all the nice unveiling of things that we got from E3, Project Natal.
Whoop. Yes, it looks interesting. Hopefully they don't just announce it and don't do anything with it. I want to see some.
Yeah, I want to see some progress made with that.
If I can give a shout out to MLGinsider.com for helping us out on the MLG update, and to MLGPro.com for those of you who haven't checked it out. I don't know what you're waiting for. Check it out.
All MLG action right there. Watch it for MLG Dallas.
Yes, coming from MLG Dallas, it's Chris Puckett. He's going nuts. It's phenomenal. Go ahead and check it out. All of the pros, you got Legit, you got T-Squared, you have Pistola. Everybody's there on MLGPro.com, or you could just listen to the Halo, the MLG update. Remember, we're probably just going to cover Halo stuff. If you're Gears of War, WoW, or whatever, we might get to it if you say
most
you
likely
want
not.
It.
We're an unofficial Halo Universe podcast, not anything else. So.
Not the MLG podcast.
Don't count on it, but possibly.
Don't get your hopes up.
Yes.
Feeling lucky, punk.
You feel lucky? Anyway, next week's show is going to be the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole. Still waiting on news from Lance for his headset. Still waiting on Crypto to be done with school to come back. Maybe he'll be back next week. Maybe not.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe.
We shall see. We'll get another cool guest on for y'all next week. No guarantees, but we'll try to.
we got caught up watching MLG this weekend.
Yeah, we slacked off. But we still had two great segments, so I think that kind of made up for it.
Yes.
And we had some nice people on. Some pretty good people.
Yeah, we did. From around the web community.
So, we appreciate it. All's good. So, until next time, I am Duststorm.
And I am G. Lewis. Keep on fragging trucks. Keep on trucking frags.
Yes, I need to remember to read those next time.
Keep on plasminating. Keep on incinerating. Keep on serenading.
Serenading? Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to know where that goes.
Maybe next one.
Little siesta. La, 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 la. Oh, boy.
Keep it easy, ladies and gentlemen.
There's only one thing left to say.
Now, for everyone who stayed this late, we're going to get a nice little tidbit into that internship we had been talking about. This is the end of the show, and I'm glad everybody got to stay. But we're going to talk about the internship here. Now, for everybody who wants to be on PodTech and wants to have their own segment on the show, needs to listen closely. We're going to have a contest. And whoever wins this contest will be the first intern. Now, the first intern will only be for a month. We're going to do a new intern every month, have a new contest. But this is going to be the first challenge. We need the people out there who want to do this to do one of two things. Well, you do the same thing, but you send it to one of two places. This is the challenge. You must tell us why. Submit your resume, kind of like your experience of podcasting. Tell us why you want to do it, and why you'd like to be the intern, and what you want to see podcasting do, and what you would like to do to change it. You got to tell us why. Why we should choose you. Let us know. There's a catch, though. You have to do it all in a Halo-related voice, a.k.a. a grunt, Private of Reach, Arbiter, Master Chief, Lord Hood, Miranda, Johnson. It's one of them. You have to do it in one of their voices. And in order to do so, you just send it to either my email address at glewis202@gmail.com or call the voicemail 206-888-HALO. One of the two. You got until the next episode. We're going to be playing on the call-in show, call-in segment, and we'll choose between Duster or myself. We'll choose the best one. Good luck to everybody out there. G. Lewis out.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Podcastle Live 3 will be recording soon, so keep an eye on Destructoid for details on how to get involved. Check out Gamertag Radio for the perfect union of music and video games. The crew at Podtacular are drooling over the new Halo announcements, but that's not stopping them from addressing the community's custom games. Tune in to episode 192 for the latest custom maps and game types from the Podtacular community, and check out our special E3 episode. Podtoy discusses the ins and outs of E3, what caught our attention, what didn't, and what creeped us the hell out. Tune in to Uncle Gamer Radio for their special brand of humor. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.